Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Obviously, the weather's been really fab at the moment.
Yeah.
And I was sitting out in the garden for a while yesterday.
Lovely.
But I got too hot and I decided to draw the curtains and watch some TV for a while. But I'm going through this phase at the moment. For some reason, I just don't seem to really want to watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch anything heavy.
It's time of year.
So my little win is that I went onto Netflix yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of my favourite shows is back for a new season.
What is it?
I spoke about this on the show before. I don't think it's something you would watch,
okay,
Brendan.
Okay, right.
But it's called Sullivan's Crossing.
Oh, no, yeah, you've mentioned this before.
Yeah,
it sounds really wholesome.
My little win is that Sullivan's Crossing is back on Netflix,
yeah,
with a brand new season.
Fab.
So this is like, I'm trying to explain this now. So it stars a few ghosts of Christmas past, right? So
yeah.
Chad Michael Murray, who many people know from,
yeah,
One Tree Hill, mm-hmm, and Freaky Friday,
yeah,
like teen heartthrob in the noughties.
Yes.
He's in this, okay, right? And so is... Now, I think he might have played Luke in Gilmore Girls.
Okay, now that's another reference point,
I think his name is Luke, because I never watched Gilmore Girls.
Neither did I.
Scott Patterson.
Okay.
He plays the dad.
Right.
Right? And basically, this whole show is about a woman called Maggie Sullivan. She's a neurosurgeon, but she has a very stressful life. And she decides to go back home and reconnect with her father in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
And he owns basically like all these cabins in the middle of this beautiful, scenic,
lovely
place. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then she meets this man called Cal, who's played by Chad Michael Murray.
Right.
But there's another man in this new season.
Okay.
Oh, there is. So anyway, if you're looking for a real easy watch, Sullivan's Crossing, that's my little win.
That sounds like a lovely Sunday watch, or one that I'd save for, and I know it's 6 months away, but I'd save for Christmas. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, and people
really
say
easy.
If you, the AI now, if you Google this show,
oh, yeah,
says if you dislike predictable plots or shows with a Hallmark Lifetime movie feel, you might find this a bit cheesy.
Okay, so it's like Dolly Parton's Heartstrings.
100%.
Right, love
so that's
that.
My little win. What is yours, Brendan?
My little win this morning is that I have the arms out today. I just had a very sweaty sleep.
I took
You know, I've gone back to the sheet, the duvet's gone, I had the windows open. It was just still a very broken sleep. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to be too hot today. So I have what you'd call like a knitted vest top.
Yeah, it's a summer sweater vest.
Yes.
It's a tank top.
Yeah, it's a tank top,
but
basically.
But it's knit.
It's knitted.
Yeah, now is that hot to wear is what I'm wondering.
No.
Good.
Because it's airy.
Yeah.
It's heavy but airy. And I wore this once before, and I described it as my Natalie from Coronation Street top. If you'll remember, Denise Welsh played a bar woman called Natalie in Coronation Street. And Natalie always had the arms out.
Yes.
Hail, rain or shine, Natalie, yeah, had the arms out. So it's my Natalie from Coronation Street top. That I'm wearing that today, and that is my little win.
Brendan is taking fashion inspiration from Denise Welsh. And I was watching a very cheesy TV show. What is your little win this morning? We'd love to hear from you on 0877 98 98 98.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Bit.
98 FM.
And Brendan, you're chatting about a strange new ad.
Yeah, I want to bring your attention this morning to the crossover we never knew we needed. It involves this TV show.
Oh, takes you right back to a Saturday night.
Remember, everyone would just sit in and watch it and like would only go out after it was finished. And this mayonnaise, now apologies, this ad sounds very old because it is.
Good food gets better, just put it all together with the one best.
Banger.
It is a banger. Hellmann's have just made a new TV ad featuring some of the most memorable X Factor auditionees.
Oh.
It's a spoof, and it sees contestants compete to see who has the X Factor. So
I live for a pun.
You say they're stood against a familiar looking backdrop. It's all to, you know, supposed to look like, you know, the old school act before they ruined it.
When you're in the hotel function room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it looks a bit like that. They're auditioning in front of a table of judges. Which X Factor rejects, an affectionate term by the way, are in this new ad? I hear you
ask. Yeah, I'm dying to know.
Do you remember Honey G?
H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G, it's Honey G. H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G, it's Honey G. When I say honey, you say G. Honey
G.
Honey
G.
Do you remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got through the live shows and all.
I think she did, yeah.
She did quite well.
What about Ant and Seb?
Whoa, 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 mysterious girl, move your body close to mine.
Come on, move your body. Come on, move your body.
I stop and stare at you.
He's not bad.
He's okay.
I try to concentrate, my mind wants to explore.
To explore.
Sounds like one of our Christmas songs.
It does, yeah. I'm definitely Seb.
No. I'm the one who says move your body.
Move your body. Now, there are others in this new ad, but I honestly
can't
identify them.
And
I haven't
Wagner's
got a clue
not
who
there.
They are. No.
Oh, they missed a trick there.
Well, I think they have, but we'll see what might happen yet. So Hellman says it's on the search for the next upcoming star to sing the song of the summer, Sweet Sandwich Time. I wonder what that's going to sound like.
Oh, is it?
It's Chico time.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. Thought it was going to be Sweet Sandwich Time. Whoa.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to the ad that's just been released.
Sweet Sandwich.
Oh, you're right.
Hummus makes it taste so good.
So good.
So good. Run it up, Sweet Sandwich Time. Let's go.
That's Honey G.
Hummus makes it taste so good.
And for Seb.
Ooh.
So good.
So I think from what I'm seeing and reading, this ad might be the first in a series to come.
Yeah.
So I'm personally, you mentioned Wagner there.
Mm.
I'm personally hoping that Dawn the Jockey will make an appearance.
So tired of broken hearts and losing this game.
Sharon, Louis, leave the table, please.
Do you remember she had like the black cap on and she was kind of wearing black pleather or leather?
I do.
And who can forget Kelly?
Where's your brain in your middle toe?
Goodbye, Kelly.
You've been very, very arse.
Nice to meet you, Kelly.
Very,
very arse. Very,
very arse. And to this day, we still quote it.
We do.
That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Highs of 28 degrees in Dublin today. We are in a heat wave, we're at the start of one. A heat wave defined as temperatures being above average for the time of year for 5 days in a row or longer.
Just so call him Evelyn Cusack.
I'm telling you. So we know what we should do and shouldn't do. We've chatted about this on the show over the last, during our last little mini heat wave. You know, ways to keep cool. You were telling us about the car door, that you wind down the rear passenger window and you open and close the driver's door really quickly and it cools the car down.
Yeah. I did try it. I think it helped a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's turn the air conditioning on.
This is
it. Yeah. Somebody told us that they make a cold water bottle out of a hot water bottle, but then apparently you can't use it as a hot water bottle again.
Someone else put their sheets in the freezer.
That was a great shout. I just wouldn't want them stinking of his fingers.
Yeah, the smell of me freezer.
Yeah. But I think then you said to put the pillowcase into the freezer, maybe into the ice cube tray.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a list of things here that we should eat and avoid to keep cool during a heat wave.
I just don't know what to be cooking or making or having.
Some of them might surprise you, right?
All right.
Tomato soup is an eat. Despite it being a hot bowl, it's very hydrating and will actually cool you down.
No, I would. The last thing I'd be having in this weather for lunch
is soup. I can't even turn the oven on.
What's the soup called? It begins with a G that's cold.
Gazpacho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, at a push, would I eat that?
I know.
If I had to.
Cold soup?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to, but if I had to, I would. Okay, tomato soup, that's so random.
Now, I'm sorry to break the news, but crisps, avoid.
No, never.
Now, you may love
hail,
a snacky
rain,
snack.
Rain or snow.
Well, all that salt, my love, I'm sorry to break the news. It's going to make you feel thirstier and more dehydrated. Devastating.
There's nothing like a packet of Lay's in the sunshine, lying on a sun lounger.
Could I tempt you to a tikka masala?
Give it up.
You're to eat a tikka masala or any curry on a hot day. Chilies.
Do you remember one time Brendan and our friend Hannah came into my parents' house in Wexford?
Oh, no, don't.
And it was about 20.
It was really hot.
I would say it was 30 degrees.
Yeah.
And do you remember my mum had made food the day before for us and we came back from the beach and there was a lentil dal.
Oh, no, I don't. That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, did you think it was when we went to the establishment
to the
up
hotel.
The road?
And
the hotel.
They were dishing out Sunday roast, the carvery, the smell of cabbage in 30-something degree heat.
And you could see the steam rising.
It was disgusting.
From the boiled vegetables.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry, tikka masala.
So the lentil dal, correct. You're supposed to have a curry on a hot day. Chilies, the heat from the chili stimulates your internal heat receptors, which raises your body temperature, which in turn causes you to sweat and cool down.
I've heard this before by people drinking tea in the heat.
Yeah, that works as well. Greek yogurt, you love a bit of Greek yogurt.
I live on Greek yogurt. Get the protein into you.
Eat more of it. High in protein, high in water, and very cooling.
Okay, good.
Pineapple, get more of it into you.
Oh.
Fresh pineapple, it boosts digestion and it keeps you hydrated.
Not on pizza, but on its own. Lovely.
Yeah, lovely. Ice cream. Yeah. Avoid.
What?
Yes, I know. The sugar and the fat doesn't do very good things for you.
I would probably, to be honest with you, prefer an ice pop over an ice cream when it's this hot.
Yeah, get her a Tangle Twister.
But that even has cream in it, Brendan. I'd
Calippo.
Be thinking more Calippo or a Fat Frog if they ever brought them
if
back.
If they brought them back,
you know
how
I feel about them.
Shots. And finally, I'll finish on this one, a stew. You're supposed to eat a stew during a heat wave. It's full of fluid, replaces electrolytes, it's nutritionally good for you, loads of veg, keeps you hydrated, and because the meat is so soft, it's easy to digest and it uses less energy. That's a load of...
Where are you getting this from?
I don't know. Experts, it says. No, do you know what all you need to eat now?
What?
Is an Irish mammy salad.
That's all you need. The boiled egg, the rolled up ham...
The bit of what's the purple thing?
Beetroot.
Beetroot.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through Geico, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
What? Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now our next guest is a dancer, actress and singer who many of us first got to know when she lifted the glitter ball trophy on Strictly Come Dancing. Since then, she's become one of the busiest stars of the stage. And now she's coming to Dublin for the stage version of one of the most iconic sitcoms. Joanne Clifton joins us this morning. Joanne, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I mean, what an intro. Thanks for that. But I tell you, you started with like dancer and singer, and like this was Fawlty Towers, the play. It was my West End debut as well. We did the West End last year, and now we're on this massive tour. And who'd have thought my West End debut would be no dancing and no singing?
you can do it all.
Yeah, you can do it all. Joanne, what was it that attracted you to the job of Fawlty Towers with no singing and no dancing?
I mean, maybe because I'm getting older. No, I got the audition through actually from my agent, and I was like, oh, Fawlty Towers, I remember that, because we used to watch it. My dad used to watch it, and it was his favourite show, and like in terms of comedy, John Cleese was his absolute like idol, and so I thought, oh, I'll just give it a go, it might be a nice break. I'd just like finished Hairspray and Shrek before that, so like might be a nice break for the voucher. And so I went to the audition and I thought I hadn't got it, because the director was like, CJ, she was like, don't move, stop moving. I'm like, I'm a dancer. She's like, I know, but stop moving. In the end, she made me do the scene. She gave me a pen and a piece of paper and she said, right, you just stand there and you write down your actual home address whilst we're doing the scene to stop you from moving around and doing all sorts. So I did that. I came out and I was like, I haven't got that at all. I actually just think I'm a dancer. And anyway, I got it. I could not believe it. I phoned my brother and he was like, oh my gosh, Dad's going to faint because he absolutely loves Fawlty Towers. I FaceTimed my dad and he was like, no way. It was really nice.
A lovely moment. And you're playing Polly, who is probably the only sensible person in the entire hotel. What do you love about her?
Oh, I mean, I'm going to say the phrase, she's the glue that holds everything together. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm quite important in the play because I save Basil from all kinds of situations, whether it's with Sybil that he's, done something to annoy her, or whether he's arguing with some hotel guests. I'm the one that kind of sorts that out and tries to calm the situation. So I think I'm quite important.
Joanne, do you remember the first thing you ever saw on stage that had your eyes wide and you going, oh, I want to do that?
Yeah, it was either, we went to two. I can never remember which one was first. But when we were little, we went from Grimsby, went to Sheffield to watch Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat or Cat, one of them.
Okay.
We watched them very close together. And then we bought the little cassette tapes because we're that old with the cassette tapes. And we used to listen to the soundtracks all the time in the car. And I think both me and my brother got the bug from there to do musicals.
And Joanne, we had your brother Kevin on the show recently chatting about Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. We got to see him at the Borgosh Energy Theatre. Were the two of you always performing together as kids?
Yeah, well, we were obviously more focused on the dancing.
Yeah.
And we danced together. We did ballroom and Latin together for a good while until like we started getting into teenage years, and then doing the rumba, the dance of love together. I suddenly found myself like being taught to put my hand down Kevin's face, and I was like, this is disgusting. No.
I can imagine.
I know. We kind of split up dancing together. I went and did the ballroom side. He went and did the Latin side so that we wouldn't have to compete together. Because there's only a year between us age-wise.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the younger one, as you can tell.
Of course.
Obviously.
So we didn't want to compete against each other. So I did ballroom, he did Latin. And then the first time that we did compete against each other was when we both were on Strictly. And of course, I won and he was second.
Yes. All that practice paid off. So you won Strictly. We're wondering what you make of the changes and the new lineup, all the three hosts.
I mean, I think it's exciting. I think, you know, Strictly is so loved anyway. Like, it's such a, like, everybody loves it from whatever age to whatever age. And I think that will remain exactly the same. But yeah, the three hosts, I think, perfect. And it's exciting that we've got a third one.
Yes.
Like, everyone's wondering what's going to happen. How's it going to work? And I think that's quite exciting.
And you've obviously starred in so many different stage shows. Is there a dream role that you are hoping to get? Like, what show is your ultimate dream to star in?
Well, it always has been Gypsy, to play the mum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite old enough to play that yet, but that has always been my dream role. But actually, you know, my career has taken such a weird direction anyway in terms of stage shows. Like, now I'm in a play, and who'd have thought I wouldn't be dancing?
Yeah.
I've been Morticia Adams. I've been a big old green farting ogre, you know? and I would have thought, like, going from my ballroom background, that I would have been going for the classic shows, you know? All the Fred and Ginger, all the, like, Singing in the Rain types, those type shows. But no, big old burping farting ogre.
Oh, well, do you know what? We love it. And isn't it nice to have a very eclectic CV? It's all there, Joanne. It is all there. Well, we cannot wait to see you not dancing, but putting order on everyone else as Polly in Fawlty Towers. That's coming to the Borgosh Energy Theatre from the 28th of July to the 1st of August. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Joanne Clifton, lovely to talk to you.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glitz and glamour.
Gorgeous prizes.
And a bit of confusion.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Matchy Matchy. It is the game that could win you massive prizes by sending Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and trying to say the same three words as us. To find out what you could win, let us introduce you to Matchy Marco.
Hello again, Rebecca and Brenda.
Hello.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
What is hotter than Matchy Matchy? It's this brand new barbecue.
Oh.
Go to a gig of your choosing with this ticket voucher. And stop cleaning. Put your feet up with this robot vacuum. Win it all with Matchy Matchy.
Matchy Marco, thank you so much. And good morning to Niamh, who's at home in Meekstown playing Matchy Matchy. Niamh, you're on 98FM. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Niamh. Come here now. Where is Meekstown?
Nobody knows where it is. It's between Finglas and St. Margaret.
Oh, you're out by the airport.
Exactly.
Lovely. I've never heard of Meekstown. What a lovely name.
There you go.
We're going to have to visit, Niamh.
You know where that is.
Well, say that again.
It's beside Charlestown Shopping Centre. We know where that is.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, brilliant stuff.
Very good.
Niamh, I believe you have some company quite close to you at the moment.
Quite close is right. I have an 11-week-old baby here who's lying on top of me fast asleep. So I thought she might have woken up for her big debut on the radio, but apparently not.
Niamh, congratulations. What did you name your bebé?
She is 5.
Sive. Gorgeous.
Good morning, Sive. I mean, if she does wake up in the meantime, she'll have her radio debut.
Yeah, I was hoping she would, but sure, look, sleep is more important.
She might wake up if you win.
Yeah. Well, like, this is the thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Niamh, how do you normally do when you play along with Matchy Matchy? Same.
Good. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I've no words.
Who would you like to play with this morning, Niamh?
I think yourself, Rebecca, please.
Oh,
Rebecca,
thank you so
off
much.
To the soundproof booth.
I'll be back.
Let's get you a Matchy Matchy in Meekstown. Okay, Niamh, are you ready?
I sure am.
Is Sive ready?
Well, she's channeling her the information through the sleep.
Brilliant. So, yeah. Okay, here we go. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is fair. F-A-I-R, fair.
Ground.
Your second word is apple.
Tree.
And your third word is new. N-E-W, new.
Baby?
Hey. I wonder what the inspiration behind that one was.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying fairground, apple tree, and new baby. Are we locking them in, Niamh?
We sure are.
We are, said with confidence. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that?
Very good.
Mind yourself.
There's a little sun hat in there.
Oh, very good. Highs of 28 degrees today. Needed.
Very much so.
Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Niamh is fair. F-A-I-R, fair.
I'm going to say fair play.
Your second word is apple.
Apple. Pie?
And your third word is new, N-E-W, new.
I'm going to say old.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Niamh in Meekstown with Sive sleeping on her chest this morning? Not this morning, guys.
No, I'm sorry.
No matches this morning.
No.
After fair, Niamh said fair ground.
Yes, very good.
Apple tree and new baby.
New baby. I'm sorry, Niamh.
That's okay.
Your
no
answers are very
I'll
good.
Try again. Maybe Sive will have her debut the next time.
Maybe she will. Niamh, thank you so much for playing and for listening. Congratulations on baby Sive. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. That's
cheers,
great.
Niamh.
Bye, Niamh.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.